Well, only for you to be out and about.
Doctor's appointment. So, you know how that goes.
Well, I'm headed up to Hendersonville. Got a property inspection to do up there, so might as well get up there and get it done, because I'm supposed to meet the agent at 10:30, so I better get on the road.
Oh, it's 9:21. We gotta go to the west side of town and be there by 10 o'clock at the VA. Other than that, I think it's an oldies run. Bernice has some kind of a spray nozzle she wants to get for gardening. And mowed grass yesterday, so all stoved up today, but we got her done.
I'm sure you are. You told me that's what you were going to do. And well, I may holler at you this afternoon when I get back and they run over that way with the launcher and let us see what we can do for it. So anyway, yeah, I got an appointment up here at 10:30. It's a business that I'm inspecting, so. And this one won't take as long as the one that took the other day, which was an hour and a half the other day.
Plan. Well, come on by if you need to. It's no problem. Because I don't know what I'll be doing, to be honest with you.
When I make it over that way, I will have to come back by the house first to pick up the launcher, because it's not in the car with me. And it's a little easier if I'm riding around with that thing to, because it sticks up everywhere, and it's just long enough, it's a pain to lay down without having to lay the seats down. So anyway, I'll holler at you before I come that way. I'll give you a call on the twisted pair. What a day. At least it's pretty out here. Of course, it's only supposed to get up to 61 in Hendersonville today.
SN0TR. Yeah, I think this is the last day for the high winds. I'm sick of them. That low that was sitting up there by the kids up there by Lake Erie in the southern portion of Michigan has barely started to move to the east and is expected to be out of there by tomorrow, and that's the one that's bringing the winds down here, so that's good news. They actually said there was a small cold front moved through here last night. I had 37 this morning at the house. It's 57 now out here in the car.
6 in the car. I didn't look at the thermometer outside on the back porch this morning. It just felt cold when I walked the dog, so that's all it told me, and I'd already checked the weather, and the high it's only supposed to get up into the mid-60s here, but it's supposed to be in the only a little over 60 up there where I'm going, which means that when I get up there, it's still going to be in the 50s, and I'm going to be outside taking pictures. At least I don't have to measure the building and make a drawing this time. Comment.
I don't know if we're going to let any comments be suggested from this particular party this morning, but go ahead, Mr. Comment.
It's KO4NUE. Good morning, Tom. Miss Bernice, if you can hear me. Rusty, you too. Just want to drop by for a minute and say hello to you two gentlemen, and I hope y'all are doing well today.
I was using that 50-cent word again with us, and he ought to know better. Who said we were gentlemen? Good morning. Good to hear you this morning. And if you can be out in the weather, stay warm today. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, he's got enough insulation to stay warm. I can assure you of that. Want to say hi,
Jen?
There's the boss. Well, did you get your ham shack all complete, Jen?
I'm working on it. It's the inside stuff, and it's just, incredibly slow. I did get my patch panel finished, and I love it. I mean, I love it. I went up to Wireman yesterday and got some flexible, super flex RG8 so I can make my patch cords. But basically got all my antennas on top row. I got my radios on the bottom, on the middle row, and all my grounds on the bottom row. So I can, you know, unpatch from one radio and move it over to whatever antenna I want. And when I'm done, I just take my antenna and send it straight to ground. So I hadn't got the ground system completely in yet. I had to do some other things first, but I think I got my power supply straightened out too. And I called the full net on it last night with no issues. So I think I did it.
And busy up there, Chad. I'm going to have to get up there and see that. By the way, just so you know, I can relate to what Tom says because he sent me a picture of you the other day. A couple of pictures, in fact. So I know what you look like now. One of these days, you and I are going to get a chance to meet in person and then and really have a sit down and talk and shake hands and all that stuff, too, one of these days. I'm going to go over to Tom so maybe I can convince him to bring me up to your place since he knows how to get there. Go ahead, Tom. W2 T-Mobile.
This is Gerald T.R. Mobile down by Walmart and Taylor's. Yeah, I know how to get there. Well, sound like you got her under control, Chad. Was it that SCR crowbar that you had a little bit of a small one in that was the fault?
Yeah, so I noticed that after some internet the other night, it basically just shut down. But when it shut down, I noticed that the voltage stayed up for some time. So I'm assuming that the crowbar circuit engaged and it bled power off of the remaining capacitors to deplete the capacitors. So I had a pretty good place to start. And I knew, you know, did look it up, but it was, numbers were a little different and the forward was off just a little bit. I didn't think the forward would matter, but evidently it did. So I replaced it with what's supposed to be in it, and I haven't had any issues as of yet.
Well, Chad, that don't sound right. The crowbar circuit. I think there's a 18-volt Zener diode right there by it that can fail. But if it engages, and I'm no complete expert on them, what it does is go to ground and it'll blow the fuse in the power supply instantly.
Hey, well, maybe that wasn't my issue, but at any rate, I did replace it, and. Like I said, I hadn't had any issues with it thus far. We'll see, though. I'm going to continue to use it and see what happens.
I was just thinking that, and going by memory, I was just thinking that Zener had something to do with the gate circuit on that SCR, but you just have to look at the schematic and see, but... if it's working, that's the bottom line. Go ahead, Rusty.
We're just listening to you two talk. I got to learn about, I need to get some things going, do some figuring around my house, too, because I've got to do some rewiring for my radio room, and I don't have enough power back here. And, of course, with all that wind we've had last couple of days, I can tell the power lines were flimming around because my light whole house dimmed a couple of times over the last couple of days, so that's always been fun. I mean, and fortunately I didn't have radios on, so I didn't have to worry about that, but I did have computers on, but I have them on Universal Power Supply, so UPSs, so I don't have to worry about them flipping off, but and my radios too, so, but anyway, it keeps things going like that, and kind of keeps things running, and also... Sounds like you got things going, getting ready to go your way there, Chad, so that's sounding good, so you're getting it done, as they say, and one of these days I'll get up that way and see what your place looks like. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Come on, Rusty, I'll be glad to meet you, but gentlemen, I'm going to step out and let y'all have it. sometimes on AM radio, one word that you say may mean another. So I'll say it again, gentlemen. Y'all have a wonderful day. 73 KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
I'm in a bad spot for about 2 minutes here, Rusty, by Pleasantburg Drive, and I'll be out of it in a couple of seconds. And yeah, you know, the wireman has some new stuff that's supposedly exactly equivalent to LMR 400. That was really nice. I bought the last time I was up there. I don't think he called it RGH Superflex, but I just thought I'd throw that out there, Chad. It's smaller diameter, which is nice. And it would make real good jumpers, that's for sure. It bends a little easier, a little shorter radius, I guess you would say. A W2T to take it, Chad, 73s. Go ahead, Rusty.
Hey, Chad, well, we'll catch up to you later, and I'm going to get me some of that that lighter stuff to myself so I can make me some jumpers, because I've got some little short jumpers right now that are stiff as a board, and I've got to try to twist them around and get them to work, and they work, but they, boy, they get in the way when I do it. And Tom, you're getting in pretty good. You're just a little bit noisy. Chad had a little bit of noise on his signal too, but you know, that's what you can expect sometimes. Let me get from out in front of this pickup truck who's trying to run over me.
Well, Rusty, for jumpers, RG8X will handle up to 1,000 watts, and it's real good for that. You just have to use the little adapter on the PL259s, as I remember. But it makes for good jumpers.
I don't have it. I don't have an 800 watts max out if I get it, and I haven't run that ever. I run, you know, between 400 and 500 max out. It just seems to work fine, and I want to look for me a different amp than the one I've got. I like this 811H, but I want to get me one of those solid-state amps, the little 600-watt ones like you can put in your car, but I'd like to have that at the house. It would work good. You know, it changes bands and everything else automatically, so that's what I want, but that's a thing for another time. So anyway, like I said, I'm headed up to Hendersonville. Got to do one property inspection up there today, and then I'll be headed back down the hill.
TR. Yeah, that's a really, really excellent choice on the amp there, that 600-watt one. Mine has just got two of those in it, basically, they say. By the way, I had some nice contacts last night. I worked China. I think it was the first time I've worked it down here in South Carolina. I've worked it several times up in Kansas. But it was coming in last night. I started to call you, and he just dropped out. And he was on 17 meters, so you might look for it at Grayline on CW. And in New Zealand, I worked it on 10 meters again, working last month. Same one. I think it was ZL2 AIM or something like that. And then I worked a, I seen a real weird call, RI-41-POL, I think it was. I like weird calls or one-by-ones, so I always try to work them just for fun. And he was at the North Pole in Russia. So I looked it up on QRZ, and lo and behold, it's a big icebreaker, and it was at the North Pole.
I was trying to work a couple of places yesterday. I was going to try to work. I got in the CW band on 20 yesterday afternoon, and boy, that was noisy. I mean, it was so noisy that I could not get a good copy on any of the CW stations I could hear, and that was surprising. And I couldn't get rid of the noise. I mean, it was just unbelievable, and it was just, you know, all over the place in that CW part of the 20 meter band. So, you know, it is what it is, and we make the deal with it. And one of these days, things will get better. Of course, the weather hasn't helped to see you, Tom. N0TR, W2T Mobile.
WT N0TR. Mobile. Downtown Greenville. Yeah, that was unexpected last night. The demands have been cruddy. There's no question about that. But China come in there like Bravo 2, Charlie Romeo, and then a few minutes later, Bravo 4, Charlie Romeo, and then Bravo 6 and 7 come in. So the Chinese were really at it there yesterday evening and on different bands. It was on 17, 20, and 40 on CW. But pretty darn weak, Rusty, I might add. This guy up ahead of me, I know he's texting. He's in a BMW, and he's just slow as heck. What'd you say? Oh, he's talking, Bernice said. I don't doubt that, because he sits there after every stoplight for a while before he ever moves. It's N0TR.
I'm going to get up here. It's practically a dead zone back into this repeater, so I'm getting ready to drop into that area up here. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with you, Tom. I hope your doctor's appointment goes good. I guess it's for you or maybe for Bernice, and I'm not sure which, but hope for whoever it is, it's a good appointment and everything turns out good. And I'll catch you later. You and Bernice have a good day, and we'll talk to you after a while. N0TR, W2T Mobile.
Okay, Rusty. No, I'm looking at the guys on the side of the courthouse building here. I think it's the parking lot. I'm not sure. Or is that the courthouse yet? No, it ain't either. The next one's the courthouse. Anyways, we just went over the big bridge on the west side of town, and it's a VA doctor appointment, so it's for me, Rusty. And it's just a six-month checkup with this Alpha Hotel doctor I got. And I sure don't like him like I like the lady that used to be there. She was wonderful. And this guy, not so much. Anyways, talk to you later, and have a good day. This is N0TR Clear.
Great access mobile, I think.
N0TR for a little bit here. I'm heading over to the west side of town. I've just got there. How's your day going?
Good morning, Tom. It's good. Just doing a bit of run around. Got to run down and get some equipment. Going to take care of a couple things this weekend, and everything is good. Just waiting for the weather to break and my phone to ring off the wall, as it were.
Well, that's good, and it's bad. It's hard to have to work for a living, I'll tell you. But I do appreciate you paying my Social Security.
Problem. yeah. We got to talk one day off the air about that, but not here. Anyway, things are good. Things are good. Everything okay with you? Everything good?
Just a six-month appointment, and
hi, Dave.
And that's the boss. She's with me. And it's a beautiful day, and can't gripe about that. I just got a text message from something, but I don't touch the phone while I'm driving. If it's important, I just hand it to Bernice. It's probably the doctor calling in saying he won't be there. That's what he did to me last time.
So my phone too much when I'm driving. I have a Bluetooth earpiece, and I have the Bluetooth in the vehicle, which I don't really like using too much. But if I'm not careful, sometimes the Bluetooth in the vehicle interrupts the Bluetooth on the earpiece, and it's a pain in the butt. So I don't even answer the phone.
Touch a button on the steering wheel here, and then talk through my Bluetooth in the car, and I really, wow, this guy is awful close to this bus next to me in a Tundra. Another motorcyclist killed yesterday. And ironically, we've been following this big Tundra. It's a beautiful truck. And that's what he tangled with. Where was it at, Bernice? It was west side of town, wasn't it? I think so, here in Greenville. Unfortunately, motorcycles just just don't blend in good down here. They kill two or three a week, it seems like. Or bicyclists are a target, too, it seems like, unfortunately. I just wouldn't ride down here, not in town anyways, that's for sure, Dave.
I get scared driving my my four-wheel vehicle around here. Some of these people, they come racing around you like it's, like it's, they own the road, as it were, and they don't realize that there are speed limits. But, no, I hear you. That's a shame. There are some motorcyclists that do, they do tempt fate. You know, they do tempt fate a little bit driving the way they do through the traffic. You know, I've seen it. I witnessed it, you know, and running through the middle of cars and, you know, it's not healthy. You know, it's not very healthy that way.
Oh, you're absolutely right. These cross rockets are unbelievably powerful. And I saw one, Bernice and I, we was up on Wade Hampton there by the Taco Bell near our place or Tractor Supply along that area. And that dude was just weaving in and out of real small spots in the traffic on Wade Hampton. They had one at St. Mark's Road there last year, got killed. He was running over 100. And so some of them bring it on themselves. And other ones, unfortunately, the cars just don't see them as well, and they switch lanes and hit them and that. It's, you know, I'd stay to the out in the mountains and, you know, in the beautiful spots in South Carolina, but I sure wouldn't ride it around town or down I-85 anymore. And of course, I don't own a motorcycle anymore, but I used to ride many, many miles. And Kansas was a lot different. You see a long ways. Dave, we're pulling in here at the VA. Nice talking to you this morning. You have a good day, and the 73's to you and yours, and we'll catch you down the line. This is Sender OTR.
All right, Tom and Bernice, and good morning, Bernice. Yeah, you have a good day. Yeah, I haven't ridden a motorcycle in quite a number of years myself. 73, KB2HXS Mobile. HKX, KB2HXS, you're on, Patrick. KX, KB2HXS. KB2HXS listening.